Love street style? Check out our online exclusive Slug Style feature, only on slugmag.com.
Shh! Are you listening?
This is Slug Soundwaves.
Hello, I'm Jimmy.
I'm Matt.
And we're the Waldron Brothers.
We are a blood brother rock duo based out of Salt Lake City, Utah, and we do indie pop rock with a hint of psych.
Growing up, our dad was a rock musician in Chicago and then came out here around 22-ish, he was. Wanted to get out of the city and everything. Got married, had a family, and then just basically one by one put us all into music. So our sisters started out at like 2 or 3 with classical piano, and then I got into guitar at like 6, and Jimmy about
drums
7 or 8. Yeah, 7 or 8. Yeah.
And everyone plays in our family except our mother, but yeah, we all grew up going to a local music school in Salt Lake for a long time, about 5 or 10 years. Mm-hmm. And then eventually graduated from there. But while we were doing that, we were like in a band called the Waldrons, which was all our family members, all 4 of us.
With a Z.
With a Z, yeah, with a Z, because
Z's are cool.
Z's are cool, I guess. Because when you're younger, you think certain things are cool, and we're like, the Waldrons with a Z, yeah.
Who came up with that?
I think our dad.
Yeah. This is such a dad thing to do, but yeah, he's like the Waldrons with a Z. He's like, that's...
And we're just like, yeah, that's right.
We're like, yeah,
roll,
that's
baby,
so cool, right, Dad. And then looking back, like, not as cool, but...
After a while, our oldest sister went to LA for music production school, and then our other sister just kind of faded away from bass and now has a family and lives that life.
Everyone just kind of grew up.
Yeah.
And then we moved out to Salt Lake like 2 years ago, and then that first year was just like living to work and working to live. Mm-hmm. Just because we just moved out and it was just like...
I'm in college.
Yeah, and he went to college. Yeah, he's going to school for jazz guitar, and we were just kind of just... you know, just paying our bills and working a job, which, you know, you can easily get into that. Just life can happen easily when you move out. But the Waldron Brothers was always in, like, the back burner.
We always wanted to do a project.
Yeah, we always, like, it was always, like, there without being spoken. We always knew that would happen eventually. But then, yeah, a year ago, we started getting serious and we got a bunch of tunes put together and then took it to a studio and did it right this time and not doing it ourselves because we wanted to sound professional. And then we came out with Side A, Side B, and that kind of started the whole brothers journey a year later to now, so.
Yeah, and kind of the vibe and sound we kind of want to go for now, the start of a new direction.
Yeah. Used to be when we were growing up, we really loved like classic rock and like just heavy like Zeppelin style stuff,
Hendrix,
like jamming, yeah, just jamming music,
just distortion and, up, let it hear it, and
yeah,
stuff.
And just and then very big sounding, and then once we moved out, like as we got older, obviously too, we started getting into more like you know,
like Tame Impala, kind of like how they're experimenting with sounds, because there is so much sounds.
That indie kind of psych sound,
yeah, because back with classic rock, you can't really experiment too much with sound, mostly with like distortion and just weird sounds you can make your guitar do. Now it's like synthesizers and effects pedals, you can make the craziest noises,
a lot more broad,
yeah, so
effects.
I feel like that was a big part of Side A, Side B, because in the breakdown it kind of goes into like phaser and stuff, so we wanted like more like sounds to go off of it, so I felt like that
kind of turn it into 2 songs.
Yeah, and I felt like...
kind of like a Beatles style.
Yeah.
Where it's like one song, and then it kind of goes into its own version of the song, and then it goes back to the original song. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I think that just like we wanted to experiment more with sounds. I feel like that's how our...
So yeah, when we started growing up, we started listening to more artists that were like really like digging into and more psychedelic kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So Sad Ace IB, it's like...
Like a love song or like sad.
Yeah, it sounds like we're talking about a significant other, but it's just...
It's actually just talking to ourselves.
Yeah, which is most our songs. It sounds like...
Some of them are like yeah, there's a lot of it.
Just self-reflection. Yeah,
talking to ourselves in a sense.
But Sad Ace IB, it's like pretty much every situation, there's two perspectives, two sides of the story.
And how you feel about it too.
Yeah. And it just starts off saying, sitting at a bus stop, waiting for you to find me. And it's just kind of like finding yourself and who you are.
Kind of that bus stop's like you're nowhere to be found, and you're like even in your mind, basically.
You're waiting for that bus of yourself to, you know, pull up.
And something to happen in a sense.
Yeah. The song slowly starts building up how like you're building yourself out of hell, like getting out of hell.
And like side A is all burned out. It's like it's that part is kind of like
that part of your life is
it's kind of done. Yeah.
I'm on my own. No place to call my home.
Side A is all burned out. The reason we didn't do a chorus, what is that band? My Morning Jacket, right? There's like a song. What is it?
Wordless
it's called
chorus.
Like No Chorus. What?
Yeah, I think it's
Wordless Chorus. I remember we like that because it makes you feel more inclined to like really focus on what the verses are saying. Because a lot of times the choruses are like, this is basically the whole song, and then like that's the catch of that song. So it's kind of nice to just we say something like personal and kind of deep in a sense, and then you kind of think about it in a chorus and just kind of let it play through your head.
Let it jam out.
The two separate like riffs, like the first part is just like the same shape, and then you just add one note on it. So I thought that was just cool how it really does change the sound. And then I just wanted more of a notey riff and just kind of experimenting with how each like interval collided with just those two basic and very simple chords.
Yeah,
and the chords and everything. And just kind of just really just mucked around and just saw what worked basically. That like high pitched.
That piano.
Yeah.
Came from
it was actually just the audio kind of mistake he was saying from.
It was like a.
The organ.
Yeah, it was like an organ. Like.
And he put an effect on it.
It was like a reverb organ. Like a weird reverb that just came off after I hit the chord.
Kind of when we wanted the flanger on the drums.
Just to really say like, okay, it's gonna turn into a different song here.
Yeah.
And then it really like the tent, like, cause it's really a mellow song, like a really poetically kind of sad mellow song. And then I do that drum fill into the bridge part of the song, which is completely different. We're like, we should put some flange on that. So it's really like, you know, this, it's kind of just shaping into something completely different.
This is now the side B part.
Yes,
and really
yes.
Make it prominent that.
Let you know, like, this is B here.
And then change keys too and everything.
Yeah, so, the key changes.
Yeah. We go back to the original key, and then I flop the chords. So I start with the second one, then go to the first one, and then I add a chord at the end.
Yeah. It just gives it like a whole, gives it a happier feel at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of all comes full circle back to that. And then it's, we say that first lyric just to kind of emphasize, like, we finally come full circle, like, We're sitting at a bus stop. We finally found those two parts, and it's all one complete circle now.
But yeah, the tempo increase, we really wanted that as well, so it's not like you go back into it and it's back to being sad.
Yeah, it's very mellow, the tempo.
Yeah.
And then you want it like...
comes back
You want
up.
It to hit you at mm-hmm. the end, so... That same tempo wasn't doing.
Yeah, it would just it just felt like mellow. I'm back to sad now in a sense like that. Not like you've learned something in a sense.
We're a fast mellow now. and that drum part at the end, I just wanted to show off that beat because it was a cool beat. So
yeah.
I was like, let's just let that play out for a minute. So we just released a new single, and it's called Electric Love, and it's a new wave take on rock and roll. We kind of were experimenting a lot with the synthesizer we bought, a little Korg. We went to a club, and we saw like a DJ, and he was playing, you know, something EDM.
Crazy.
I don't know the subgenre.
Something dancing.
Yeah, but something dancy. You know, it was definitely EDM, and like we just saw people and like how in love people are with mm-hmm. that, with just dancing and having a good time. And
we really wanted to say, like, because every time you go to like an actual concert and see them live and they're playing the song and you can sing along and everything, it really even then gives you like kind of that electric feeling where like, wow, like we're here and everything. Because even like when we went to Coachella a couple years ago, it's like, this is like music, it's like the crowd and everyone's
and
really
how it just
into
brings,
it
brings everyone together.
Exactly.
Tonight, electric love's coming on.
If you've liked what you've heard, you can hear us at thewaldronbrothers.com, and we'll be performing live on the radio 90.9 FM from 6 to 7 on Radioactive November 29th.
Also, look out for our music video that's coming out very shortly and a new single as well on the way.
If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves,
please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes.
Join us every third Thursday of the month for Slug Localized, a monthly celebration of Utah's up-and-coming musicians. Always hosted at the Urban Lounge, with doors at 8 p.m. and music at 9 p.m., and always $5 at the door. Visit slugmag.com for more details on the lineups and dates under our daily calendar tab.